Okay, holding Kuf Nun Hay Amar Aleph, Amar Vashi, five lines before the Mishnah. Similar to said Hilchos of Tzadon Asur and Tzidik Tzadon and Mutarn. And we're current in the Rashi. No, we have the Rashi still. Top of the page, Rashi. So Rashi, Yosid is a nagar, is a nail. So he put a Yosid in the ilut, and then he held a kakolot. He told about kakolot. Menosim bought a ruvoy, and in the basket he put his eruv. When he's got a lishboy, lemata tachos even. So he wanted that place there, where by the tree, to be his makom shvisa, and he put the food, which would define his makom shvisa, above in the basket. So the price is really is coming to discuss not the lach of tzadon. The price is coming to discuss the lach of, is it a valid eruv? So if you put it the matam meyut tvachim, it's a good eruv, and above 10 tvachim, it's not. Matam yut tvachim. If the kakola besuch yud laoritz eruv eruv. If the kakola is within 10 tvachim of the ground, it's a valid eruv. Tehuv eruv eruv eruv, because they're both in the same place. Avlamalam yud above 10 tvachim, it's not going to work. Now, v'stam kakola rechaba arba. So how about the kakola rishus hayachid? So the problem is if the kakola is above 10 tefachim, and it's 4x4, so it's 10 tefachim high, and it's 4x4, it's considered Rishus HaYachid. V'hunis kabam lishbois Rishus HaRabim, he wants to make the shvisa below, where in the Rishus HaRabim. V'hun yachol litlo Risham, he can't take the food out of the basket from Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. V'locho need it. Kim den osuda ha'riyoloi, he can't use the food. And a kind of shvisa al yodu. So can't the act of becoming getting your shvisa's malkum for the purpose of an erubit chumen is not going to work. So he says that's the kasha. So if it's a matam yodu, it's 4x4, so it's a caramelist. So vital, what did you accomplish? You still can't get take the food. So as it says, you remember we had back in the first parak in caramelist pekevet. Was that word masak and caramelist when it by kli? Or the other answer to it says, it's going like Rabbi Shita, which Rabbi holds, that they weren't Gerzer Shvu, Spanish mushes. And if you hold they weren't Gerzer Shvu, Spanish mushes, and the time when the Erev is to take effect is during Spanish mushes, so at that point in time it was Roy, that's good enough. So Moore says you needed to put the Yosid there, but means otherwise you say now that's going to be difficult for the next step of the Gemara, because the case you had to put this spike into the tree and then the kakola on that, but putting the kakola directly on the tree wouldn't work, so because that's called the tree is the tree and the basket is it's studded. Samori says, no, the case of here was, so it's a kasha and rava. Hachab hakala techuka shapia tsar v'kitsara, it's a narrow opening. Machlis yad l'secha b'daychuk, you have to force your hand in. Hechli mamish havikata lo b'tzira ilon, if you would tie it directly on the tree, kishakala deruve made it manid leila ilon, so that would force, that cause the tree to move. Whereas it's on this spike, so it'll move back and forth on the spike, but it's not going to cause the tree to move. Okay. Now something more right. Omer Rashi, Hashda the Martha Tzadon Asurin. Haidarga, you have a ladder. The Midla, which is was so it's. leaning on the tree. So, okay. You can't put it directly on the tree. So, you can't put the other end of the ladder against the tree because it's called your Mishdamash Bila. So, what can you do? You can put Elolinche, you should put a Ag Vazoi, which Rashi says is a Yosef, put a spike. Levar Medika, which is sticking out from the tree, and then you would put the ladder against that piece of metal, piece which came out from the tree. That's one point. Chisolik lalincha kari ag vazoi alisnach akon. You can't step on that Yosef, which is sticking out. You have to make sure that you always keep your feet on the ladder itself. So, Prasher, Hadarga the Midla, Sulam Sha'olin by the Sukkis Noitrim, using the ladder to go up to the guard box, Sha'osim Agabe Kundosin Gevoyet, but they would put on some type of a stilts. It's near a tree, so don't put the head of the ladder on the tree. Because if so, that you're using the ladder, which is considered stodden of the tree. You want to do that? Al gav vazoi. How do you pronounce that word? Var midikla. Yiska yosid mitzida hilim. Put the spike on the tree, and lean the ladder on that. So the spike is considered stodden of the tree. The sulam is tzireit stodden, which we said was permitted. On the steps of the ladder, or you would have sticks which are extending out from the stilts of the which you put the booth on, that would also be an option. Okay. So the Mishnah Matirin Pekiya Omer Lifnei Behema. So this Mishnah, next Mishnah is dealing with feeding the animal. So there's going to be two ways to learn up this Mishnah. So we'll see in the Gemara two different approaches to the Mishnah. Chazal permitted the person to do what's necessary to feed the animal. So if you had a piki omer, you had a bundle of omer of straw, and it's bound, and you need to cut the bindings to open up the food, make it accessible to the animal, you're allowed to do that. With Nei Behemon.
I'm sorry, what's the issue we're going to be dealing with is
the Gemara says there's two potential issues in Machlokas how to learn, so that's why I'm leaving it vague. Either the issue is Tircha, and Chazal asked it because it wasn't, it would be Matriach for the animal if it wasn't necessary, maybe we will not do that. Or alternatively, the issue is it called making it into a food? It's like you're doing a Noila type of an issue. That's the two potential issues. Umafas is in as a keepin, you can spread out the keepin. Abaloya is a zirin, not the zirin. And I'm leaving those vague also because the more is the mukhlak is what those mean. Emaras can loya is a shachas, abaloya is a charubin. You can't chop up shachas, which is a type of like a straw or grass. And cheruvim carobs, the name behema, you can't chop up small pieces for the animal. Bein dak, I mean, gasa, whether it's a small animal or a large animal, your goats and your sheep or your cows. He says like, for carobs, for a small animal, is mut. It's the stalks of straw. Then you bundle them together. Matirin or some, you can release them. Which make it easier for the animal to eat. The fast was seen. She came there from a fast on the behemoth of it. You spread them out. The animal prefers it when it is spread out. When they're pressed together, they're warmer. The animal doesn't smell it so well. The kotzav, and therefore it doesn't want them. Is a kibin mefarish b'gemara b'chein zivin. The Morris explains what kibin is here in art. And we're asking him a chatan. You can't chop up shachas eisim shal tvua. That's the grass which of grain before it produces grain is called shachas. Was pasta. That's referred to in the Morris as pasta. Mishum the tircha the loy tzarich. There's no need to chop it up. So you're not allowed to chop it up. It has smaller teeth, and the carob is harder for it to eat. So he was mad to them to chop up the carob. Fresh carob is soft. We think a boxer, you know, but the fresh carob is soft. It means already. So we'll see a little more what that means exactly. Amar Rav Huna. So Huna says, hein bikin, hein kipin. Bikin and kipin are the exact same thing. What's the difference? It's the same material, it's the straw. Bikin is tray, kipin is tlosa. So bikin, it was just bound at the two ends. It only had two bindings, one at each end of it. And kipin was bound in the middle also. What are zirin? Is the arza, that's the branches, fresh, the new growth which grows on the erish tree, like some type of a cedar tree or a pine tree. And you cut them off, so Rashi says that the main purpose that people would use them was for firewood, but you could, they were soft enough that an animal could eat them. Okay. So this is what the Mishnah is saying. Matirin b'ki omer l'tnei behema umefasvus. You can release the bindings of these bundles of straw, the bales of hay, for the animal, and the fasvus. You can spread it out. Wouldn't the keep it, and even if they're bound together with is keeping also, you can cut them open and spread them out. If you have a bundle of these wood, you can't cut them open, you can't spread them out. That's awesome. Amr Chista, my time. What's Rav Huna's reasoning? To take it from a status of non-food into food is chazal did not allow you to do, because it's like you're making a new entity, that's a nerlot. But once it's already edible, to do the extra work and make it a little bit more enticing for the animal, that even though there's work involved in that, there's effort involved in that, Chazal allowed you to do that. So the tircha, once it's already an oichel, you can do. To take it from non-oichel to oichel status, that you cannot do. That is Rav Chista's explanation in Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda Omar, but however, Rav Yehuda the Amar Rav Yehuda says hein bikin, hein zirin. Bikin and zirin are the same thing. Bikin is trey, bikin is I was bound twice, zirin is also was bound three times. And keepin is the arzi, that's the branches of the pine branches. So what does the Mishnah say? Matir and pikiya omer lifnei behema. You're allowed to open up the pikiya omer because the animal cannot eat it without it. So you're allowed to take the food from non-oichel status to oichel status because the animal needs it. Alba paspus seiloi, you can't spread it out because that's an extra tircha which is not necessary. So he holds to be matriach in loichel is aser, to make it loichel is mutter, the exact opposite of Rav Huna. So the Mishnah said matirin, but zirin you can't, means it wasn't that you can't be matir zirin, it means you can't be mafas face zirin. And who then you can't be mafas face omer either. The keeping, but the branches of this cedar slash pine, which are bound together over there, the loch is pasuse nami mefas fesina. You're allowed to spread them out also because without that the animal will not eat it. Avaloy is a zirin. It's referring back to you just said there's a loch of that by. Keep it, you're allowed to be mafasves. The zirin, you can't be mafasves. And you're allowed to be matter. Amar Rav, my time of the Rebbe Yehuda. Kesav Rashuya Oichla Mashminon, Mitchel Boichla Loi Tarchina. To make it into food, because our matter. But to, once it's already a food, to make it more enticing to the animal, if it's not necessary, it's an extra tircha, extra effort, which Chazal did not permit. So they're diametrically two different approaches to the halacha, diametrically opposed approaches to the mission. Rashi, hayne bekin, hayne keepin, kulan kashin shalshibolin, hayne it's the straw. Miu bekin is trei, shen kshurin ala b'shnei rishim, it's only bound in the two ends. Keepin's loss, kshurin gimel agudim, it's bound three times. Zirin is darza, anofim lachim shal eriz, it's the new fresh branches of the tree. She mizardin or something, you should prune them off. When they're still fresh, riem the behemoth, you can give it to an animal to eat. But most people use it for wood, for fire, for fuel. Gomer. Matir piki amr mafasasin. The kimon the mikora uchlun. You know it's already a food. Mutli treach behen lachshir masakin lo. You're allowed to do the effort to make it more enticing. Keep it also, you can be matter and you can be mafasus. I'll have the nafish trichayu. That's even more effort because they're even tighter together. So unbinding them and then spreading them out is even more work. Also, I will always say zirin. You can't be mafasus, you can't be matter. Why they keep it in the mikoros? It's generally not food. You're making it into food right now. It's like you're making something new on Shabbos, which you can't do. But that Rav Huna says, but it's already a food. You want to do extra efforts, that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to make it even more better for the animal. If Rav Yehuda says, "Hein b'kiyin, hein zirin, shneim b'kashim shashibolin," they're both the straw. Mashi hitter b'zeh, hitter b'zeh. The truth is, whatever is mutter over here is mutter over there. It's only abaloya zirin. It says zirin. It says you can't do anything. It doesn't mean you can't do anything. It means you can't do pispus, because you can't do pispus, and who then you can't do pispus by omer either. According to Bikin, either according to Rav Yehuda's Pshat. Matir Bikin Omer, the Kozman, Shu Kosher, Lav Echlehu. Can't eat it when it's bound. Matiroi, you release it, the Shriya Echle, to make it into a food. Shimsar Behema Sharka, animal needs it, so Chazar Mat of that. I will pispus loy, they spread it out, Chazal said no. Really, it's sufficient if you just release it. Now it's a food. Paspus said the tanuk ba'almahu is to make it more enticing. Do the extra effort, Chazal did not allow you to do that. But by case of the keeping of the cedar wood. There are a lot of pistus loy havi uchlo, because without spreading it out, they wouldn't need it.
If they're not going to eat it, you're allowed to make it into a food.
Avalois, zirin, the fast face. El hata zirin, you can't be mafas, you can only be matar. Shlesh ugday, and there are three bindings. Bebekian, the Torah's ugday, and shabu yaikluhu. I think it should be like kipikian. So just like Bekian, you're allowed to release them and loosen them, because that's making it into a food, which you need to do. Okay. Something more.
Cutting
is easier.
Oh.
Untying, you might have a problem. There's a knot there, which is there's a problem of untying a knot. The cutting is not a problem.
Okay.
Tanan. Right.
What's being done is not an action in the item itself. We're not changing the item.
Okay.
It's not a cookie. We're changing the item.
So if it's white,
item is the item. We might be repurposing it.
But you have to do it. You have to do an, since there's an action necessary to do that, to cutting it open, spreading it out, etc. Chazal said that because that's what's affecting the, or well, according to Rav Huna, Chazal said that because that's what's affecting the change. Rav Huna says Chazal did not say it. According to Huna. According to Rav Huna. Yeah, to not. But he just said, ask him, don't ask me. To not. Emir asking as a shachas v'sach aruvin. It's a behema, bein daka, bein gas. So the Mishnah continued and said, you can chop up the shachas and the haruvin. You cannot chop up the shachas and the haruvin to give to any animal. Now, what was the case? My love wasn't the case. Haruvin, dumi, the shachas. We're putting haruvin and shachas together. Means that there'd be something similar. What is that? My shachas, the rakichi. Usually shachas is soft enough for the animal to eat it. Av haruvin, the rakichi. We're talking about haruvin, which are soft. So they're edible already. So what's the problem? So you once it's already a food, there's no need to do it better, to chop it, the extra effort of chopping it up. So Chazal said you can't do it. So that's Rav Yehuda's shita. But to you to Rav Huna, so kasha Rav Huna. Amalcha Rav Huna, lo, you got it backwards. It's not that the case of haruvin is like the case of shachas and it's soft, but rather the opposite. The case of haruvin was hard, and the case of shachas was also hard. Lo, shachas dumin the haruvin, machruvin the akushi, they're hard. Av shachas the akushi, the case of shachas is they're hard. More says hechi mishkachas. Where is the case of shachas that it's hard? The animal can't eat it. So again, according to the Huna, so the Mishnah is saying you can't make it into an oichel. To be matriach, once it's an oichel, it's mutter, according to Rav Huna. But to make into an oichel is also. So these are things which are not edible as is, so you can't chop them up to make them into a food. What's the case of not edible as is? By the case of the straw, the ayoli zutri, small, young, I think it's donkeys. So they apparently can't eat this type of straw unless you would chop it up into small pieces. So that's going to be awesome. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda matzah becharuban ledaka. So Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, as opposed to Rav Yehuda Damar, which we were talking before. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that he used the Tanakhama, said you can't chop up Cheruvin. Says you could chop up Cheruvin Ladaka for a Behema Daka. So we infer Ladaka in Lagasa. Lo, he's stressing that for Behema Daka, yes, but for Behema Gasa, you can't. Okay, now, what's the flow of the mission?
What defines a small animal?
Is it goats species? And sheep species, yeah.
Goats species.
The sheep is not necessarily small, but compared to a cow, it's called the
behemoth. The cow's it's the species, that's it.
Right, yeah. So like this. E Amar Bishlam, if you will say the following, then the flow of the Mishnah will make sense. The Tanakama Saber Mitrach Ba'ach Lo'y Techinen Shavuye Mashvinon. The Tanakama holds like the way Rav Yehuda the Amora says that to make it into food is permitted, but once it's already edible, to do extra effort is also. So Hanu the Kama Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda the Tana says back to the Tanakama that Haruvan Ladaka Nami Shui Oiklahi, that the Hemadaka needs the Haruvan to be chopped up, otherwise you can't eat them. It's also considered making into an oichel, which is permitted. So that would make sense according to Rav Yehuda, the Amora's explanation of the Tanakhama. We understand what Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, is saying back to the Tanakhama. But Eliyamrit Tanakhama Sabrashuya oichel loy mashrina mitrach oichel mit matrachina. So if you learn the Mishnah like Rav Huna, the Tanakhama is saying to make it into food, you can't. Once it's ready a food, to make it more enticing is mutter. So for Behema Gasa, it's already edible. So chopping it up is going to be mutter. Because you're allowed to do extra, according to Rav Huna, extra tirchan, and the food is mutter. So why is Rabbi Yehuda saying only for Behema Daka? If for Behema Daka it's permitted,
where he needs it more.
So, Kabul for Behema Gasa it's mutter, according to Rav Huna's explanation. Once it's edible, right? So, Behema Daka, it's harder for it to eat it, which, according to Rav Huna, making it to a food is also, according to Tanakhama. And it comes to Rav Huna and says, no, it's okay for Behema Daka. You can make it into a food. So, Kabul Kharmer, because you can make it into a food, you can make it a better food, according to Rav Huna's flow in the Mishnah. So why Behema Daka? Eliyamrit Tanakhama Sabra Shri Oichel Mashinim and Chuk Oichel Tmetachinim Rabbi Yehuda the Matze Becheruvan the Daka Kolshkein Lagas. If you can do it for a Daka, obviously you can do it for a Gas. So Rashi says, maybe you'll tell me that what's happening is that according to Rav Huna, there's a machloikas in the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, what's mutter, what's aser? Maybe the Tanakhama is saying, listen, to make into food, you cannot do. Once it's already food, to do extra effort is mutter. Comes from Yehuda, and Rav Huna learns that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, maybe, Rashi suggested, would say, no. I hold it the exact opposite. He says, but if that's true, that he holds the exact opposite, remember, according to Rav Huna, the case of the Tanakhama was a case of that they were hard, right? So it was that was why the Tanakhama said "Ein Maraskin es Hashachas es Hacharuvan," because they were hard, and you can't make them into food, right? And the Tanakhama said, even for Behema Gasa, you can't do it because it's making it into a food. So if Rabbi Yehuda's come along and saying making it into a food is mutter, so it should be mutter for Behema Gasa also. Why does he only say the Daka? So that can't be the approach of the Mishnah. He's not coming to say, I hold the Shri Yerchel as mutter. Where you hold the Shri Yerchel as also. Because then he'd be matter for both. Tell him that he's saying that it's already, tell me that he holds that it's considered edible. So for sure, but for behemoth gas, it's considered edible. So you should be allowed to do it. So my answer is Mika Savarta, the Daka Mamish. You understand Daka means behemoth Daka? No, my Daka means gas. The word Daka over here means a behemoth gas. My correlate Daka, why is it referred to as Daka? Not Daka meaning thin, but the Daika of Oichla, rather it grinds its food very well. So the word Daka is not defining the girth of the animal, the size of the animal. It's a behemoth gossip, but it means it's an animal which grinds its food well. The Mora says, no, I'm not going to accept this, because that would be very confusing. He's he can't switch the word in the middle of a conversation. You know, the Mora says, Kasha, it's a good question. Okay, let's see Rashi. Amar Raskins, I think it was sixth wide line in Rashi. Save it the Masis and he lechat time. It's a flow of the same Mishnah. So the same reason. So it wasn't the case that the Rakika they were soft. Can Harub and Lach and their fresh carob, the real Lamachal Bahama, you can feed it to the animal, but the Risa without chopping it. Risa did who the tenant Bahama, just chopping up makes it a little bit easier for the animals. That's extra effort which would be also. So it's a raya to Rav Yehuda. Moses says, no. Case of the kushi, kushin, kagun shayab, so they're ready dried out and they're hard. Now, what's the case of the straw that the animal can't eat? The only zutri is a yorim kitana, small donkeys. Shabashach is kushal lehem. For them, even the grass is hard for them to eat. You need to chop it up to make it into a food. So the Tanakhama says, you can't do that. According to Rav Huna. Now, then it says, Rav Yehuda says, Ladaka in, you can do it for Daka, the Havilei Shavu Eichel, according to Rav Yehuda, the Amara, what Rabbi Yehuda the Tana is saying is, to make it into a food is mutter. Lagasaloi, the Havilei Mitzvah Eichel, because it's already edible, so just the extra effort you can't do. See, Yamar Bishlama Shama Rabbi Yehuda Latana Kama. Domer Mitrach Ba'ichla Osir, Ba'ichlan Osir. You can't do extra effort once it's a food. They Maraskin, Berechichi Kamar, and we're talking about care, which is soft. And Tanakama says, you can't, it's already edible, you can't chop it up. I was Shriya Ochla Shori, but if you need to make it into a food, that's mutter. Hanan the Kamar, later Rabbi Yehuda, so Yehuda says to the Tanakama, I disagree with you, and I hold Charuvin Ladaka, less on the Maser, you should not prohibit it. The Shriya Ochla, because that's making it into a food. Even though it's soft, it needs the extra effort of being made into a food. Ella. But if you hold like Rav Huna, that to want the food to do extra effort is mutter, but shuri oichla also, what's also is making into a food. Emrasim the kamer, he learns like Rav Huna learns the case. Emrasim was the kamer b'akushi b'akushi their heart. Kamer the shuri oichla, which is making into a food, which the Tanakhama says you can't do. Because it's hard, it's not a food, and you can't make it into a food. So Yehuda matter b'charuv on the daka, but to me, why is only matter for daka? See, if he holds, you're allowed to do it for a daka, which is definitely hard for it to eat, and you, old Tanakhama, you can't make it into a food. He said, no, you could make it into a food. So kolshken, the lagasish, for sure for the gas, the mitzvah b'achlu, which is just, it's already edible, and you're just making it better. So it should be mutter b'shori. So how can I miss the Rabbi Yehuda matter for charuv and legasa? The Havli mitchak ba'ichla. So he should be matter for gasa. V'halekel emer, don't tell me the Rabbi Yehuda mapit that Rav Huna will learn that there's machlokes in the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. What's mutter and what's us? And the Tanakhama is saying that what's mutter is. The Tanakhama is saying what's mutter according to Rav Huna is what is a food to make it better is mutter. To make it to food is aser. And Rav Huna's come along and say, no. The Shavuya Eichla Shari Mitzav Leicha Aser. And that Rav Huna will learn that Rav Yehuda the Tana is saying the exact opposite. He said, that won't work. Why? The Hatana Kama but a Kushi Kamer, the case was it was hard boxer. And with Gabi Gassanami, Shua Eichel, the Tana Kama hell was also because it's making into a food. So, Viter, if Rabbi Huda says the case is mutter, that would Mr. Rabbi Huda matter, stoma, bain, daka, bain, gassa, so both should be mutter. Furthermore, if Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tana Kama and saying that Shua Eichel is mutter, how the mystery nami zirin lahater lefasris the shvu eichlahu namihu? So according to Rav Huna's pshat in the Mishnah, zirin were also because it's making into an eichel. So Rabbi Yehuda should argue on that. Smor says it means daika. Kasesas yafu madekas eichlam shibapia. It grinds the food very well. Horatani Reisha Ben Daka Ben Gas Shramino Daka Mamish Rihuda Tanakama. He's going back on the Tanakama. He's using the word Daka the same way the Tanakama uses it. Where's his cash? Toshma. This is only for animals. Yeah. You can make your food as fancy as you want. Toshma. Do whatever you want. Yeah.
So both activities are
correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, Toshma. The Mechatkin es Hazaluyan. You can chop up the gourds for the animal. You can chop up the carcass to give to the dogs. My love, the luyan dumi the nevelus. Again, there's going to be parallel cases. We're talking about the same type of thing. My nevelus, the rakicha, the carcass usually is soft. After luyan, the rakichi. So the case of the gourds, they were soft. And the Mishnah says, you're allowed to cut it up. It's edible already. So I'm a terchinen bo'echlo. You're allowed to chop it up, even though it's already edible. But to you, to the Rav Yehuda, who holds it, if it's already edible, you can't do that. Amilchal Rav Yehuda loy nevela doimin the dluyin, madluyin the ashuni, which Rashi says means they're hard. So normally the gourds were hard. After nevela the ashuni, it's a hard nevela. Hechemishkachas lo. Where's an example of that? It is hard meat, hard nevela, the boser pili, it's elephant meat. Inami virgur yaisa zutri, or very small puppies which find the meat, any meat hard. Toshma, the Tani Rav Chanan min hardo. Rav Chanan min hardo brings a quote of a braisa. Mefarchinan teben vaspasta. Uma Arvin. You're allowed to break up the tevin, the straw, vaspasta. The vaspasta was like the fresh grass. And you're allowed to mix them together. Apparently the animals like vaspasta more than they like tevin. So they'll be enticed to eat the vaspasta. Once they'll eat it, they'll eat the tevin also, eat the straw also. This way you save your money on vaspasta. So you're allowed to break it up, you're allowed to mix it together. These things are edible, really, as is. Alma tachin and ba'oichel, you're allowed to be matriach in the oichel. Some more answers. Tevin b'tivn nesarya. It started to rot a little bit, so it's not really so edible for the animal. You need to do something to make it edible. But that's why it's mutter, according to Reb, which would be this shot would be a kash on Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda will answer you no, b'tivn nesarya. Now aspastas b'yoli zutri, again for them. They couldn't eat it in such large pieces of grass, these small little donkeys, so they you gotta chop it up. So Krash, yes, it's a Luyan, at solution. They're ready.
I don't know. You're thinking about the animal.
Okay. And it says Luyan Atzlushim that they're already detached. They're not, there's no malacha involved. Lamed has malachas. L'minim muksin hein lebehema the Michael Adam hein. So that the point of the Tana is on this point is that even though you could theoretically keep your gourd after Shabbos, cook it and eat it. They could eat, but no, the fact that you designate it for Michael Adam does not preclude that you can use it for your animal. Ashuni is kashin, is their heart. Inami klavim the ka'omar begeraisa zutri, young puppies. The chol nevela kashal had even any nevela they find hard to eat if it's a large pieces. So you have to cut it off for that. When ma'arben atemen vaspasta yachad, you mix the two, the straw and the aspasta, the fresh grass together. Behemochelas atemen v'shil aspasta. Now it will be enticed to eat the tevin together with the aspasta. Tevin is a timnisari. Deloy chazya. It's not roy to eat as. You can't. It's not usable to eat as is. V'hashda mashal le'oichlan, making it into a food, which is mutter. Now Rashi points out, v'hai sari lav sari legami. It wasn't totally rotting. Dahi latina kaima basur latalta. That type of straw you would mix into the mud that you would make your bricks out of. That's what you would use that type of straw for. So then it's a mukta. Okay, so the Mishnah. Ein oibsin es a gomel v'lodorsin av a malit. So there's different levels of feeding the animals, force feeding the animals. So some chazal permitted, and some chazal said that it's not really necessary for the animal to eat like that. You could eat without the extra effort that you have of doing this. So chazal did not permit you to do that. So the first one is called oivsin. Oivsin was that you mamash put a large amount, force it down the animal, sort of a large amount of food, to the point that chazal were using like a mushel. And the avus is the trough. You basically made a trough, a feeding trough inside the animal's stomach. It's put so much in, is that his stomach, blah. So it spread, your mama, that you can't. Vilo dorsin, which Rashi says was not as feeding it as, you know, as. So the animal normally would not eat that much. You'd have to force it down. This idea, I guess, of like getting a lot of food in the animal now, you won't have to deal with it later on in the trip. Darsin, well, she didn't force it down the throat that far down. Also not mutter. But Malitin, the more is going to discuss exactly what Malitin is mutter. Ve'mamirin is a golem of a Malitin. When it comes to calves, also you can't do hamora, which the more explains what that is. But Malitin is mutter, and we'll see what that is in the Gemara. Mahalkatin the Tana Gerlim, you can be Mahalkate the Tana Gerlim, the more expensive that is. Fine. Menasim Mayim Lemursin, you could take the bran, add water to it. Avaloi Gerlim, you can't stir it. You want to make some type of a mush to feed to the animals, that's mutter, but you can't stir it. Menasim Mayim Lethantivarim, you can't put water out for the bees. Or for the doves, which are in the dove coat, which you can't do that either because it's not your responsibility, these type of things. Or even it would be, but there's a lot of water available for them. They know how to get it themselves. If you have geese or you have chickens, you're allowed to do it for them. You're not to see us were a type of a domesticated dove, which you have responsibility to feed. Okay, let's hold Rashi for tomorrow.